Today's shir, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, Siman Taf Reish Nun Vav. We're continuing the halachas of the chiyuv that a person has to extend himself for the hiddur, the beautification of the mitzvah when purchasing an esrog and other mitzvahs as well. General principles of hiddur mitzvah. And now we are up to the Ramah, where the Ramah now is going to discuss how much one must spend on mitzvos in general. And he will draw a distinction between mitzvos aseh and mitzvos los aseh, as we will see right now. Rama. Misha Einlo, this is Taf Reish Nun Vav, the Rama in Sif Aleph. Misha Einlo Esrog o Shar Mitzvah Overes. If someone does not have an Esrog or any other mitzvah that is Overes, that the mitzvah's time will pass, Ein Sarach Levazveiz Aleha Hon Rav. He is not required to spend a great fortune to go ahead and obtain it. Ukamo Sha'amru, as Chazal say, Hamavazvez al Yavazvez Yoser Michomesh. Chazal say, one who disperses his wealth should not disperse more than a fifth of it. Afilu mitzvah overes, and this is true even by a mitzvah overes, even by a mitzvah whose time will pass, like Esrog. The Dafka mitzvah aseh, specifically this halacha of not going ahead and spending a great fortune more than a fifth, is only by a mitzvah aseh. Only by a mitzvah aseh, we say that a person should not disperse more than a fifth of his wealth. We'll see exactly how that's assessed in the Mishnah Berurah. So again, he ends off v'dafka mitzvah aseh. This is specifically referring to a mitzvah aseh, but regarding aval lo saseh, but regarding a aveira, a negative commandment, a lo saseh, yitein kol mamono kodem sheyavor, a person has to give away all his money to avoid transgressing an aveira, a lo sase. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this sif katan zayin hon rav. He's not required to spend a great fortune to obtain a chefter shel mitzvah. And he says as follows: hinei shlish min chasav. What does it mean? What does it mean? You're not required to spend a great fortune. So he says, hinei shlish min chasav. Says regarding spending a third of one's assets, it's clearly evident from the Gemara that one need not give that much for the sake of fulfilling a single mitzvah. And the poskim concur that one is not required to give even less than a third, and is in fact not required to give more. To give even more than a fifth, as we will see. And they support this. How are they, right? It's samchu dino kemo le'inyan tzedakah. And they go and they were soymech their din, their halacha, like tzedakah. Sh'amru amavazvez al yavazvez yoyser michomesh. Shema ye'ani v'yistarech l'brios hu adin b'zeh. So they go ahead and they assess it, Chazal, based on their comparison to the halachas of tzedakah, where Chazal say, one who disperses his wealth should not disperse more than a fifth of it, lest he become impoverished, poor, and he will then need the support of other people. And the same thing, these Farshim explain, applies here regarding all the mitzvah. And specifically the Ramah here, he says this applies even to a mitzvah that will pass, right? You know, that principle was stated with regard to tzedakah. And one might have thought that the halacha applies only to tzedakah, since one can always do this mitzvah a different time. However, when it comes to mitzvahs that have a set time, perhaps one should spend more than a fifth in such a case, so that he does not lose the mitzvah. So Ramah here is teaching that this is not the case, and one should not spend more than a fifth, even on such a mitzvah, as doing so might render him impoverished. Now, the truth is, the Ravid, quoted by the Rajba, explains the concern for becoming poor overrides the mitzvah. Why? Because Chazal considers poverty to be somewhat like death. Therefore, just as one does not have to give up his life for a mitzvah, does not have to do something that will make him poor. Now, obviously, this comparison to death is limited to the situation of how much a person has to spend on a mitzvah aseh. Regarding other halachos, okay, including what, aveiros, So here we're not going to make that comparison. So exactly what he means in the comparison, you know, Tzarechion. Let's move weiter. Sif katan ches. He says, Yosem michamo shafilu mitzvah beres. So he says he could only be mevazvez. You could only disperse your wealth up to a fifth, not more than a fifth. And this is even for a mitzvah whose time will pass. You can't give more than that. So comes the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Mikol makom chayav lotzi al kolpanim isor nechasa lezeh. He says, a person should at least have to give a tenth of his assets for this. And again, this psak is quoted by the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rebbe Yerucham. As we see, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah at the end of this sifkat, and he's explained that this too means that at the very least he has to give a tenth, but it's possible that he might actually have to go up to a fifth. Those we'll see. And basically, what's the idea? The gamet staka shir benoni hu maser, because also by staka the amount required of an average person is a tenth. He goes on the Mishnah Berurah and he says, check out the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabbah, who basically say the kamos shamli in staka, just as they are regarding staka in the first year, shana rishona minat keren, the first year one gives a tenth of the principal, and then mikan the elech minat revach, and then subsequently he gives only a tenth of the profits. So achanami b'yanyenu, so too here, same applies in our case. Now, what is this referring to? So this is referring to a case where someone receives a gift or makes a profit from business, and he then wishes to invest that money in a different business venture. So the halacha is that he should initially give a tenth to tzedakah from the principal, and after that, he no longer gives from the principal, but he gives a tenth of the profit. He continues on the Shabbuvayim Veralacha Shabbaranu Derotza Lomar Vigashir Zeh Bevaday Asa Lifchais Avalesh De Binyanenu Du Mitzvah Overes Garat Tzvei V'Chayvot Tziad Chomesh Melchasim. Halacha basically says, he clarifies that this means that one may certainly not detract from this mitzvah less to, you know, from this tenth, from this one tenth for the mitzvah. But he says the Mishnah Berurah, Beralacha, referring to the Beralacha, that in our case of a mitzvah whose time passes, maybe it is worse. And the truth is, it could be very possible that one is obligated to spend up to a fifth of his assets. So the minimal amount is a tenth, but very possibly you should, you know, have to give more, and should give more, up to a fifth of your nechasim for a mitzvah asay, if that is what is necessary. He continues on. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tes Aval mitzvah leis asay, but mitzvah leis asay, that's a different story. Mitzvah leis asay, the Rambam had said, you have to give away all your money to avoid transgressing it. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and he says, the bitalate hu b'miniya melekayim b'yam osesh shum ma'aseh neged ratzon Hashem Yisbarach, because if someone is violating a positive mitzvah, so that involves refraining from being mekayim it, but not actually doing an action that is a rebellious action, defying the Ratzon Hashem. This is not the case, right? Because by a mitzvah lo saseh, that's what he's doing. By mitzvah saseh, he's doing an action that defies the will of Hashem, because he's doing an aveira b'kum v'yaseh. Now the Magen Avraham continues on. Comes to the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah is continuing on with the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham writes, he says, Mashna Ktsas Begitin Daf Nundalid, the Maisa Bar Kamsa, it's Mashma in the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, that it would have been permitted. It's Mashma there that it would be permitted to violate a Losase out of fear of the non Jewish government. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara there. Achronim, however, Mefakfik and Alza, they have great misgivings about this. The Hasam Pikuach Nefesh Hayah. Is there, it was mamish pikuach nefesh, and not just stam, a situation where there's a stam fear of the non-Jewish government taking your money, or this or that. Sif katan yud, kol mamono kodem she yavor. So a person has to give away all his money to avoid being oyver, to transgressing it. Even if after he spends the money, he will thereby be forced to go around begging at people's doors. We cannot go ahead and permit him to do the Avera. Lo nuchal lahatir al yedeza iser Torah. Is that filu below sase greda? This is even a regular lo sase, not dafka a mitzvah lo sase like kares or mitzvah bezin. That's why he says the kol shekein mogei adavar chayve krisus chas v'shalom. For sure, the Avera is on a level of chayve krisus, but any lo sase can't be matir. The person should be over yadayim, a mitzvah leis asay for money. Kigon sheni yochel lahasig eiza mishmeres larviach imlo shemisratz lechal haShabbos vasos b'malacha geshapolim. An example of the situation would be where this applies would be, let's say a person has a situation where let's say a person cannot attain a position to earn money unless he agrees to violate Shabbos. People had this situation when they came over from Europe, and some people held strong, some people didn't. And you have to challenge to perform. The challenge was, you know, to perform malacha on that day on Shabbos, because otherwise he's not going to have a livelihood. So, and they're basically saying, listen, you have to work. You want to have a parnasa, you have to work on Shabbos. So it's also lo lishmo lehem. It's also to go ahead and listen to them and work on Shabbos. After even though this will impact on providing livelihood for his family, he cannot go ahead and cut off his neshama with kares through this onesh of kares and the vera on their account. Now, the place can bring up the issue of nisa derabanan, the same halachas might apply to nisa derabanan.